That station, 95.7. It is Chris Edge. I am here with Hank Smith from Hank, Patty, and The Current.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great, great. Good to be here.
Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely.
We know you're going to be at Q-Grass.
Yep.
April 16th.
That's right.
Before we get into that event, a little bit about you. You grew up in Florence, South Carolina?
I did. I grew up in Florence, South Carolina, the son of Yankee expats from upstate New York, and started playing banjo when I was about 16 years old or so and have never looked back.
How did you find the banjo?
The music that was playing in the house growing up was a lot of classic rock, Northeast rock, I guess, like Bruce Springsteen and Elton John and stuff like that. And so there was never any country or bluegrass. But growing up where we did as kids, there was lots of wholesome programming like Hee Haw and the like, Dukes of Hazzard, stuff like that. So I guess at an early age, I was exposed to that. And along about high school or so, I just thought the banjo sounded really cool. And it was, to me, something that could adopt other musical forms besides just bluegrass. It seemed like it was just a neat thing that could do anything. So I started playing it as a lark, kind of a fun thing, and again, never looked back.
Yeah. Well, awesome. So great to have you here.
Yeah,
you're also
you.
A teacher. You teach at UNC, is that right?
That's correct. I teach in the music department at UNC Chapel Hill through their bluegrass initiative. There's three of us that do bluegrass faculty, and I am the banjo instructor.
Well, let's talk about Q-Grass.
Yes.
And there's some changes this year, right? Yep. They've adjusted with the layout of Q-Grass.
Yep. I think they're going bigger.
So Fayetteville Street and now intersecting with Hargett Street.
Yep.
Right? And tell me about the lineup. Who's going to be out there at Q-Grass this year?
This year we've got Hank and Patty and Big Daddy Love is playing, as well as Old Habits, I believe.
Yep.
So that should be pretty cool. It's going to be a great time. Killer lineup. They also have curated the Beer and Banjo's side stage, which will have another rotating cast of acts that should be a lot of fun. And we're really excited.
And it's free to get in.
Totally.
Right? That's amazing. I also read that they've added a draft beer tent this year, which will be great
also,
for everybody.
That'll be good.
The Pitts Q-Grass is April 16th in downtown Raleigh. Details at qgrass.com.
It's really great because it's, early spring, so everybody's ready to get out of the house. The weather's nice. People are in a great mood. It's always packed. Even though it's free, I would get there early so you get a spot for sure. If you have your own place where you like to be to check out the music or whatever, definitely get there sooner than later because it's gonna be slammed.
We should explain for folks that don't know that Q-Grass is a play on barbecue.
That's right.
And bluegrass.
That's right.
Because of course it's the Pit putting this great event on.
Yep.
And with their amazing barbecue, so it should be just a ton of fun
it's
out there.
It's gonna be awesome.
Celebrate the two pillars of North Carolina
right.
Bluegrass
and barbecue.
And
that's
barbecue.
True.
Hank Smith from Hank, Patty, and The Current. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.